Hi, Audio Boo. It's Jenny Newman here. Do you know what? I might have to complain to the App Store about this Audio Boo, because it's taking me forever to find the iTalk page to contribute to a topic. So at least whoever pointed this out wasn't the only one. Like, even I've noticed it. It's a bit stupid, really. but that's not why I want to boo. I only just remembered just now I wanted to boo about the iFriends versus Sighted Friends. Right. If you can just give me a second, I'll just have a little look. Sorry about that. What I was trying to do was count how many the iFriends I had compared to the Sighted Friends, but I found it a bit time-consuming, so I'm going to do that in my own time and come back and do a follow-up. Anyway, yeah, like some of the others, I went to, well, when I was little, I went to nursery, obviously, St. Winifred's Nursery. I can't remember where it was now. Somewhere in Wales. Yeah. And that, as far as I can remember, was catered for sighted people. Because I remember Mum telling me, bless her, that that they couldn't cater for mobility training or anything like that. So then, when I was 4 or 5, yeah, it must have been 4 that time because it was 1996, I moved over to St. Vincent's, which, as many of you know from the SBLPA group, caters for VI students and now for other disabilities. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. And then I lived there, I was there for about from 4 till 19. So that's 15 years, from 1996 to 2011. Then it was a bit of a battle with college for me on my last year, as you can imagine. I was originally going to go to Henshaw's in Harrogate, and since everything happened, you know, like losing my mum and everything, and then I had a little niece in May, decided to go to College Cambria, where it is now, but back then it was Deeside College. Now, although Deeside College, I'm going to use the old title, Deeside College catered for disabled people, they don't do blind people. Although you have blind people in the past, they don't actually cater for blind people. Now, that was the main reason why there was a bit of a battle, because most people were worried that it wasn't going to be suitable. Well, it was my decision, you know. It was my decision what I wanted to do. You know, I was, you know, 18, 19, something like that. So I was old enough to make my own mind up. The advantage of Deeside College was I'd be home every night. And, you know, have my 3 days a week. Everything. And then be home every night seeing family Whereas in Harrogate, I wouldn't have that opportunity. Yes, there are times when can go home every weekend, but I start saying it's like, you know, I'll be like every weekend and then every other weekend and so on and so forth. So college actually started. I have actually made a few friends throughout my years at St. Vincent's. But since they left, I lost contact with them. So that's why I started going on Facebook. Just before I started Deeside College. And that's how I got to know some of the people who had left throughout the years. You know, because I had friend requests and things left, right and centre, and you know, I remembered some people, so I added them. And then college, I started making more sighted friends as well. And I attend Buzz Club, as some of you may know, on a Tuesday. That's how I got to know a few sighted friends. So that's good. And then, yeah, over the 3 years at college, I've been making sighted friends and everything. So, yeah. Building up my friend list as we speak. So, yes. And here I am today. You know? Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, so that's basically my main take on it. So if there's any questions or anything I haven't said, then I'd be most grateful if you would, you know, contribute on this post if I can have the urge to find it again. Or if it's easier, then you can direct message me on my own post, which is JennyNew92. So that's basically it, folks. I will catch you very soon. Bye for now.